never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear the day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Dr. Lena Wen. She is the health commissioner of the city of Baltimore. Dr. Wen, always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
And you are expecting a baby. I'm very happy to tell folks who might not know that. That's terrific. In about 5 months, you'll be giving birth to your first child, and you've got a book to recommend about that very subject.
I do. I would like to recommend Emily Oster's Expecting Better, Why the Conventional Pregnancy Wisdom is Wrong and What You Really Need to Know. There are a lot of uncertainties around pregnancy. Even as a physician, there's a lot that I didn't know about. How much caffeine can I take? Is alcohol in any amount safe? I mean, I know that smoking is unsafe, but what about different types of fish? What about deli meats? There's so much that I didn't know about. And this book was helpful in debunking a lot of myths.
The conventional pregnancy wisdom is wrong is part of the subtitle here. So there are a lot of things that people may have gotten wrong and they've just sort of grown up as old wives' tales or something.
The book also helps people to make the best decision for themselves. Everything has a risk. Everything has an unknown, but there's also a benefit too. And so this is a book written by an economist, not a physician, but an economist who talks about how do you make that decision that's right for yourself and your family, knowing the evidence that's out there.
Interesting. An economist of all things, a doctor consulting an economist to have a baby.
It does happen.
It does happen. The other book you want to recommend is by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York. It's called Off the Sidelines, Raise Your Voice, Change the World. What's that about?
I love that book. I must have read it 3-4 times. In these times when we are upset about what's happening nationally, there are women's marches, there are rallies happening, there is a sense of impotence that some of us may feel. What it is that I can do? Can I really make change? And Senator Gillibrand makes the case that, look, if you're unhappy about decisions that are being made right now, there is one thing you can do, which is to stand up, raise your voice, and fight. And here's how to do it. She has an extremely compelling personal story about how she herself got involved in public service. I take heed. I listen to her advice. And I hope that many other people, women and men both, will read her book and do the same.
And we are, in fact, finding an uptick, particularly in women, interested in running for public office, everything from local school boards to Congress and the Senate. So perhaps in this climate, one of the things that is happening is that people are heeding that advice. Of course, you and your position, a very busy job. You read a lot of reports, you read a lot of statistics, you read a lot of journals. Do you get much time to read for quote-unquote pleasure?
I have to make time, but the reading is what informs my worldview and the work that we do here in Baltimore City.
Dr. Lena Wen is the health commissioner of Baltimore City. She appears with me on Midday once a month for the Midday Health Watch. Dr. Wen is recommending Expecting Better, Why the Conventional Pregnancy Wisdom is Wrong and What You Really Need to Know by Emily Oster. She's also recommending Off the Sidelines, Raise Your Voice, Change the World by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Always good to see you, Doctor. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.